years I've been tracking running back snap counts and trying to make sense of whether there's any relationship between high snaps and next season production, fantasy production. Last summer, I put out a report that walked through all of the running backs who had had at least 600 offensive snaps that year before and looked at their age, looked at their average draft position, ADP, and assigned a risk value from 1 to 10, 10 being the riskiest, 1 being the least risky. And the 7 to 10 group were identified as the most risky for obvious. That's kind of how it works. And of those, I missed one, Saquon Barkley. He was high risk, given his advancing age, snap count, touches, everything kind of factored together. I thought that his ADP was too aggressive, and I was completely wrong. He dominated. The other four guys, the other three, excuse me, all hit. Christian McCaffrey, who had over 1,000 snaps. He was the only one with over 1,000 snaps among running backs in 2023. I've talked about it on the blog a bunch of times, including last summer. I talked about it on the podcast. I don't need to rehash it. But he was high risk. Basically, his ADP was ridiculous. As a one, there was almost no chance that he could come close to it, and he didn't. Another one for Rashad White. I was all on the Bucky Irving train, in part because Rashad White was coming off a 960 snap season. And the that plus the competition from Irving, plus a lot more touches than he's accustomed to, all factored in. And he was in the, I assigned an 8 to him. He was high risk. And the other one was Isaiah Pacheco. His ADP was 10. And I thought there was no chance that he would come close to that. And he was also an 8 high risk. And he finished outside the top 50, you know, due to injuries, but also even when he played, he wasn't that effective. And we've seen this year that that's not a fluke. This is essentially who he is. He had an incredible start to his career, and that's been it. And that might be it for the rest of his career. This past summer, I went back to the same kind of analysis, looking at high snaps, looking at age, looking at touches, and all of those factors in their average draft position. And to those who subscribed, I sent out this updated report. And I want to briefly walk through all of the 7 to 10 risks, all of the guys who I said, no, I don't trust these guys at their ADP, fade them. And there were 8 this time who I encouraged folks to fade. Everyone from a guy with 619 offensive snaps all the way to 1,020. I want to walk through them very quickly so you understand that there is a process and there are outcomes, and that the outcomes last year, 75% accurate. This year, we're headed towards similar accuracy. And I don't think it's a fluke. I don't think I think it has to do with snaps and age and touches and ADP. And when the ADPs don't factor in those first three, then, that's where the high risk comes in. So, to start things out, James Conner, I tagged him as a 7 on the 7 to 10 high risk scale. His ADP as of the start of the season was, 20. He was the RB 20. On August 30th, down one spot from earlier in that month, RB19. I thought there was no way that he could hit that, no realistic way, which is why I tagged him as a 7. It would be a long shot for him to get to that mark, and sure enough, he's done for the season. I understand some might say, well, he got hurt, that doesn't count. Well, you know, he's been an injury risk for most of his career. The last couple of years, he's been healthier. But at age 29, yeah, there's going to be a higher risk that an injury is going to be more serious and or just take longer to heal in general. If it's an in-season risk, if it's an in-season injury where you're expected back that season, something that might take a 23-year-old 2 weeks to heal might take a 29-year-old 3 to 4 weeks. It just depends on the circumstance. Joe Mixon, whose ADP was 24 earlier in August, dropped to 35 By August 30th, I still kept him at high risk. He was a 7. I didn't think it was realistic to draft him at his 35 ADP, and urged managers to fade him. Jonathan Taylor, who I also had as a 7, I'm wrong on that. His ADP was 9. I looked at his snaps, I looked at his touches, I looked at his age. Didn't work. He's been terrific. And so I've gotten that one wrong so far. The first 8 on the board is Chuba Hubbard. He was RB 19, right on the eve of the start of the season. I didn't think that was in any way realistic. It didn't even have to do with Rico Dowdle. I just didn't trust Chuba Hubbard to remain efficient and or healthy, given the volume that he put in the year before. Derrick Henry was a 7. His average draft position was RB5, 30 going on 31. It didn't make sense to me that he was going to be anywhere close to an RB5. Did I think maybe RB 10 to 12? Yeah, sure, you know, possibly. But the point was, if you're going to draft him in the first round, which is what an RB5 essentially implies, you're wasting your pick. Aaron Jones, his ADP was RB25. I tagged him as a 7 risk level. Age 30, 31 season, coming off over 750 snaps. This was not going to go well for Aaron Jones. Kyren Williams was a 7. He had over 1,000 snaps. I guess age is on his side, and you know, he was only 23 last year. And you know, his ADP of 12, so far I'm completely wrong on that. And the final one, the only one I had higher than an 8 in risk, was Saquon Barkley. I had him at a 9. His ADP was 2. Talked about him a lot on this podcast, on the blog. He had 1,020 offensive snaps, 482 touches. There was a 96, 97, 98% chance, given history, that he was going to regress meaningfully. Meaningfully meaning wasn't going to finish as like an 84, RB4, RB5. He was going to finish much lower and or not make it through the season. You know, they missed 2-3 games at least. And so far he objectively has not looked good. And I've seen, people blame the offensive line and, you know, the Eagles' dysfunctional offense. I think that if Saquon Barkley were playing as well as he played last year, we would not be talking about a dysfunctional Eagles offense. I think the fact that he has become so inefficient has impacted the rest of the offense, not the other way around. All predictable, and yet most people didn't heed the warnings, which I understand. You know, he's Saquon Barkley. It's hard to walk away from someone who is that good. And yet, the numbers don't lie. Historical data doesn't lie. So those are 8 examples, 8 guys that I picked as high risk based on offensive snaps, touches, and age. And of those 8, so far, I'm wrong on Jonathan Taylor and Kyren Williams, who I believe are the 2 youngest guys on that list. Interestingly enough, everyone else is older. And that says something, because what I found with all this data going back to 2012 is that age does have a significant impact on the risk that someone is going to regress. So 6 out of 8 so far have either regressed significantly or on their way to regressing significantly, either due to injuries or just poor play. It's 75%. Last year, 75%. I'm pointing this out because I want to be transparent. Things could turn around for some of these guys. I might end up being 50%, which is no good to anyone. But I will report back at the end of the season, maybe on the blog. I try to do that and make sure that people know where my predictions stand. I would encourage you, if you buy into this, as I do, then check back next summer. Ask me for the latest spreadsheet. Ask me for the summary of data from the year before. I'm happy to provide whatever I can. And I think since it's actionable, more people should want to see this, because if you have a 75% chance of avoiding disaster in an early round pick, you take it. I'm BJ Riddell, Fantasy Football for Winners. Follow me on the blog, email me anytime. See you tomorrow.